Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, and friend of the show joining us now. It's Lima.
No.
What?
He's
officially being defriended.
Hey,
friend of the show is a title we don't bandy around. Well, and yes, in the past he has been, but no more. He is
a
natural
why?
Enemy of the show. Lima!
Hello.
Explain yourself.
Wonderful to be with you again, Tony.
What have you done?
Yeah.
It's been a glorious 2.5 years.
Oh, has it?
Managed, this is it.
Oh. I've managed... No. In the time of Corona, which I'm very grateful for, I've managed to get a full-time job.
To get a
job.
Yes. Crikey. Wow. You're swimming against the tide.
I am swimming against the tide, and I'm very grateful for that fact. And it's with SAFM in Adelaide doing their breakfast show, which is...
owned by the same company,
but it's a competing station. So
it is a competing
station. You're competing with Ruined Dits.
Correct.
Haven't you been on their show?
Oh, hang on.
Well, I was on their show every week for 2.5 years.
have you broken it to them? Are they hearing this for the first time? What's happening?
It's safe to say they were less than happy.
Well, oh, really?
At least on air they were less than happy. Off air they were fine.
I love Dits. Don't care for Roo.
Oh, can I
say this?
Hang on. You still owe him money on sports. So
they will crush you like an ant. And you get... He's like the Don over there. Roo. He'll have your legs broken.
Roo owns Adelaide. I'm too scared to go to town.
We congratulate you, Limo.
Thank you, Jane. I believe Mick's still got a bar tab at the Alma. Are you still banned, actually, from the Alma?
He is still banned. Well.
I am banned from the Alma. Last time I was there, he sicked a bikey onto me.
He did.
What's the hotel he got into trouble with the Port Adelaide players?
Oh, down at Henley Beach, the Ramsgate.
The Ramsgate. If you invite you to the Ramsgate, do not go. explain yourself.
Yeah.
So I have got the new job, and as I said, it's a competing station, so I won't be able to continue with the... You guys.
Well, that's disappointing. We've loved having you on Kennedy Molloy.
And I have loved doing the show. I have loved doing the show, Jane.
Love from me.
You guys have been very supportive over the last 2.5 years, and I really appreciate that fact. You've been great. And we've had a lot of fun. Two of my favourite all-time phoners I've done with you guys.
What were they?
When have you been attacked by a duck?
Yes.
I thought that was a classic. And have you got a bullet inside you?
Oh, yeah. Phones lit up that day, didn't they?
Surprisingly, went off.
Yeah, it was nuts.
So, breakfast radio. And what are your hours, can I ask?
Well, the shift's 6 till 9, I think, isn't it?
It's breakfast, right. Yeah. So you get up at 3:30.
Dave and Jane, you would think that's the case. Yeah, but I've managed to... walk beautifully onto a path carved by one Mick Molloy, the 7 to 9 shift.
The 7 to 9
7 to 9.
Should be a statue for me out the front of every FM station for comedians who now enjoy the 7 to 9 shift. Pang.
Oh, yeah.
Will Anderson.
Yes.
In fact, you should have franchised it so you get a sling from everyone who does the 7 to 9 shift. So thank you, Mick.
So 7 to 9, and I imagine given the hard border in South Australia, at least for the interim, you'll be doing the show here probably in the Melbourne studios wearing a mask, I imagine.
I will indeed be wearing a mask, and people, for the most part, have put masks on quite happily.
People are doing the right
thing.
My only issue with the mask is I have a massive head and a beard. So when I put the mask on, the two straps pull my ears forward. So I look like Adam Gilchrist or Prince Charles.
Wow. Send me a great message.
My hearing.
There's a backhander for Gilly.
You've brought us in some audio involving the mask.
Yes, I have indeed. Now, there's a lot of debate around wearing a mask.
Mm. Sure.
Should you or shouldn't you? And particularly in America.
This
debate is raging.
Yeah.
And John Oliver, fantastic television show.
It's one of my favourites.
Over in the States. He pulled together a package that is worth replaying of American news services discussing the debate around the mask.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you enunciate that.
Yes,
correctly.
But they need to be careful about how they discuss the debate around the mask.
The country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate is growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 6:09 now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate.
The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mask debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the Great Mass Debate.
The last thing you want to be caught in the middle of is raging.
Well, it wouldn't happen here because we call it a mask. Well, a mask debate.
Just poor enunciation.
It is.
We take a break?
Yes, Limo's with us. More with Limo right after this. Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and for the last time on this very show, Limo.
I feel like this is a bit of This Is Your Life. Yeah. I mean, you're not dying.
You're getting emotional, Jane. You're getting emotional?
I'm not really.
You dry at the drop of a hat.
I'll continue. I'll continue to pester you both. I got my initial break on this show is I used to just hang out the side of the studio and scratch on the door like a puppy dog until you let me in. So
we are happy for you to move on. However, you have been defriended. You're no longer a friend of the show. And if you bring up any of the topics that we're
very serious about this
on the show, we will sue you. We will sue you.
I've already started with SAFM a definitive list of the women on my radar.
Any topic you brought up, which includes your own son.
Yes, we've actually.
You cannot.
I'm playing a cowbell in the show's introduction as well.
Well, Mick's going further, Limo. He's saying that anything you mention on our show to do with yourself, you can't mention. There's a few.
So all the stories about my son.
Are you gone?
No.
Because I was going to tell you the thing, because he had his birthday on Sunday.
Right. Did he?
Yeah.
You can tell it on this show. Yeah.
You can on this show.
Try it on SAFM.
Dream about it in Adelaide.
What happened? What was
we had a party planned for him, but then the second lockdown happened. So we had to cancel everyone from the party. And then Sunday came around and he was just there staring at the front door waiting for people to arrive. And I had to say to him, I had to explain to him that he's clearly not as popular as he thought he was. I said, mate, you must be a real punish at kinder.
He has to harden up.
It's a surprise party and it's going to take a while. You cannot tell that story. You cannot tell any laddie story. You cannot tell anything that you told on the show.
There's a few things. It's a list.
We put together a package of stuff that you are
These
not
are
allowed.
Things you can't talk about.
Don't. It's Limo! Limo! Limo!
In front of Limo. Let's just hear what you said about Limo behind his back.
Limo had to endure a cyclone in Fiji.
I mean, would have played havoc with his hair because you know he combs over.
He always wears hats, nicely.
It's been taken out of context, Limo.
I thought that was very unfair.
If you can hear that voice in the background, that's my son.
Hello, lady.
So in Fiji, there was a cyclone while we were there. Hang on, mate. I'll be with you shortly. And so we got stuck in our room for five days, right, with this...
Did you get this for five days?
I got this. So we're stuck in a room for 5 days. At one point, I said to my wife, right, we've got to do something to pass the time. He was getting really bored. So we played a game where we pretended to call room service and order something stupid and then pick it up at the front door, right? And then it got to his turn. He picks up the phone, presses a couple of buttons and says into the phone, hey, where's my effing fries?
Where did he hear that from?
Well, I stared at my wife and I said, hey, what's he doing ordering fries? Surely that chip. You came to mine and Kel's wedding.
You went to the wedding
in Bali.
Didn't you?
Bali.
We didn't really reveal this at the time. We just kind of carried on the day and got married.
Did you know this?
We only had a commitment ceremony. We're actually not married. But thanks for coming to Bali.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Mate, you owe me $3,500. That is bullshit. Are you serious?
They may as well be married, Mick. It's a commitment.
You know what? I'm going to have a crack at Kelly. She's wide open, I reckon.
She is not. No.
Kelly,
stop
if you're listening.
There's a very good reason.
She'd like to go and have some dinner. You have rorted the system.
It's not a rort.
You had a base party and then never got married.
The reason we did it is because we got a lot of gay friends, and as our own little protest, we didn't want to get married until they could get married.
Well,
there you go.
Now they can. So
we're headed back to Bali in December. So I say, babe, this day's yours. I've got the little fella for the day, right? Yeah. She goes, great. So I take him to the zoo in the morning. We have a great time.
Good
at the
day.
3 hours at the zoo. And I dropped him at daycare and played 18 holes of golf. I thought
nine, maybe. I mean, I would have gone nine.
I'd pulled off the perfect crime, James. I leave golf and I go back to daycare and pick him up. Because I hadn't fully planned this, I didn't have a change of clothes. So when I pull up back home... And my wife,
you're in your golf shoes.
I'm in my golf and my checkered golf pants. And this actually happened during the Invictus Games up in Sydney Olympic Park. Hear this rustling in a bush, and then a duck walks out.
It had a real purposeful step about it.
Oh.
I thought, I'll take a wide berth because this duck's got a problem. When I got side on, the duck just leapt and it's gone straight at my head.
What?
Oh, it's attacking my head. And I'm running. I yell, F off, right, like the duck can understand me. And I was running like a terrified child. Now, a minute later, my wife coincidentally called me. And I answered the phone, I'm panting. She goes, what's wrong? I said, I've just been attacked. What happened? And I said, by a duck.
Oh, my God. We are going to miss you so much, but we do have a list, and this is the list of things you can't say.
Sure.
You can't be introduced as Limo.
No.
You can't mention Laddie. You can't talk about a cyclone in Fiji, any mention of Kelly at all, your engagement in Africa to Kelly.
We'll see you.
Your marriage to Kelly in Bali, the Hawthorn Football Club, duck attacks, golf stories, or any trips to Afghanistan.
Sign this.
All of a sudden, my shift has gone from 7 to 9. To 5 minutes to 9.
All right, mate. Well, thank you very much.
We love you.
Somehow our friendship will endure. We'll get past this.
Thank you, team. I really appreciate it. To Dave as well and the whole team out here have just been fantastic. But Jane and Mick, you've been a fantastic support over the years. I really appreciate it. And nice to remind Kel... Mick, of that line, I'm going to have a crack at Curl. She's wide open.
Kennedy Malloy.